We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled No Condemnation. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 8:1-2. Therefore, now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty of wrong, for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live, walk, not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed me from the law of sin and of death. I have just read from the Amplified Bible. Uche struggled to walk in the power of God because he lived under a constant sense of condemnation. He often quoted Romans 8:1, yet deep within his heart, he still felt guilty and unworthy. The reason was simple. Although he was regular in church meetings, he was no longer truly abiding in Christ. He had gradually returned to worldly associations, old habits, and former patterns of thinking, with only slight outward differences. Today's Bible passage is one of the most powerful truths in Scripture. However, the promise of no condemnation applies specifically to those who are in Christ Jesus and who walk according to the Spirit. What does it mean to be in Christ Jesus? It means to believe in Him and to abide in Him. To believe in Jesus is to accept Him as Lord and Savior. It means surrendering ownership and control of your life to Him. When Jesus truly becomes Lord, His word and His will govern your decisions. Repentance is necessary because accepting Jesus means submitting to new management. Everything in us that contradicts His ways must change. To abide in Christ means to remain in Him and not return to your former way of life. It means continuing in obedience, remaining in fellowship with the body of Christ, and living in accountability with other believers. Abiding is not a one-time decision, but a continual posture of surrender. Those who abide in Christ are the ones described as being in Him, and for them there is no condemnation. They walk in the light as He is in the light. They enjoy fellowship with other believers, and the blood of Jesus continually cleanses them from all sin. 1 John 1:7. One of the devil's primary weapons is condemnation and accusation. A guilty conscience weakens a believer's confidence and hinders them from appropriating the grace and power of God. Scripture says, believers overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, Revelation 12:11. The blood of Jesus is our answer to every accusation. When the enemy reminds you of sins you have already repented of, remind him of the cross. Jesus has already borne the penalty. For those who are in Christ, the debt has been paid in full. Go into today thanking the Lord that if you are in Christ Jesus and walking after the Spirit, there is no condemnation over your life. Walk in freedom. Walk in confidence. Walk in the liberty that Christ has purchased for you. Prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for freeing me from condemnation. Help me to abide in you daily and to walk after the Spirit. I receive grace to live in the confidence of your finished work. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Deuteronomy 32-34. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.